There's a lot of new interest in nuclear energy and technology these days, but there's a problem. The American Nuclear Society estimates they need 700 new nuclear engineers per year to keep up with the growing demand. It's enough to give longtime nuclear supporters whiplash. Until recently, things looked gloomy for the nuclear industry. William Martin is chair of the Nuclear Engineering Department at the University of Michigan. 10 years ago, he says, no new plants were being designed or built, and he was having a tough time finding students.
A student entering the field, what you could tell them was, there's a big focus on waste, so that's not hardly something that excites young students to enter the field.
Martin remembers standing on the stage at graduation in the mid-1990s to call the names of his graduates. Other engineering departments had so many students it took an hour to call them all. But Martin only had a few names to call.
Our students trip across in about 10 seconds.
Lots of nuclear engineering programs didn't make it through the downtimes. There are less than half the university programs today than there were 30 years ago. Nuclear got a bad name starting in 1979 with the meltdown at Three Mile Island in Pennsylvania. That was followed by the deadly nuclear accident at Chernobyl, Ukraine in the 80s. And by the early 1990s, President Clinton announced he would eliminate funding for nuclear power research and development. Until recently, there hasn't been an order for a new nuclear plant in 30 years. Vaughn Gilbert is spokesman for Westinghouse Electric Company, which focuses on nuclear energy. He says Westinghouse laid off a lot of its engineers in the down years. A decade ago, those who were left were heading toward retirement. So Gilbert says the company started working with universities to train engineering students to run its aging nuclear plants.
Simply because we knew we would need to attract new people to maintain the existing fleet and then also work with our customers to decommission the plants as they came offline.
Westinghouse and other nuclear companies started giving lots of money to maintain university programs. And then everyone started worrying about climate change and looking for ways to make energy that wouldn't create more greenhouse gases. Nuclear power has started making a comeback. Gilbert says new plants are in the works again, and Westinghouse needs engineers. The company's designs will be used in 6 new U.S. plants. The timing is pretty good for 25-year-old Nick Turan. He's a Ph.D. student in nuclear engineering at the University of Michigan. He knows there's a negative stigma to nuclear power because he's asked people about it.
Yeah, just say, so, you know, what do you think about nuclear power? Just the passersby on the street. And one person just said, I only think one thing. No, 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 no.
But Turan says the negative stuff mostly comes from older people. When Three Mile Island melted down, Turan wasn't even born yet. He says most people his age are much more accepting of nuclear power.
You know, it's the people who remember Three Mile Island and remember Chernobyl and remember World War II who have all these sort of very negative associations of nuclear power with, you know, nuclear weapons and Soviet reactors that were built incredibly wrong and stuff like that.
Turan says much of his generation just sees a power source that doesn't create greenhouse gases. Of course, there are greenhouse gases created in the process of manufacturing nuclear fuel rods. And then there's that pesky problem of the spent nuclear waste. There's still no permanent place to dump it. Turan says he started studying nuclear power because he was amazed by it. But as the number of students in his department grows, he says more are choosing nuclear because it's a smart career choice. For the Environment Report, I'm Julie Grant.